That's a mission. You'd get more bays. Ve'elam b'torim. These are cases where we said the netter is not effective. Chulin sha'echoloch. So the Mor says, obviously, the person says chulin sha'echoloch. So that's obviously not a netter. The Mor is going to ask, what's the chiddush of the case? What's the purpose of the case? Like a person says, kibsar chazir. So should we also, this kicker should we also mean like kibsar chazir? Or kibbutz kechavim, like a vodazora, the karas of uvim, which is the kabbonis that they used to bring to the vodazora. The way they used to be makrabit to the vodazora was they would cut a hole in the chest of the animal and rip out its heart. It's called eris levuvim, the or which they have. So this is the skin left from that animal which they took out the heart. Kinevelus satrapus kishkotzim ramoshim. Kinevelus trapum sheketz or remis, remish, ramosim. Kichalas iron kishmosu. We quoted this before, like. The challah of the you give to the kohen or the truma you give to the kohen, so those cases are mutter. It's not a valid letter. Harmel ishti the ishtoi harei at alai ki ima. So he's making his wife usher in him, just like his mother is usher in him. So person the pesach from machamacher shol yekar roshel lekach. We do not allow him to maintain it. So we do not allow this netter to go ahead. We'll see that the Meir Rice says it's not going to be chal because he's has she wooden to her, etc. But we should really be matzah based on to force him to find the pesach. We don't use the pesach of kavod imo. It's insult to, to use his mother because that would be something which the whole process would brings up two things which it's not covered by imay to the whole thing, so we find a different pesach. So that's mokum acher. Okay, but we do this. We don't let him maintain it because shol yekar roshel lekach. The whole thing we think was very improper to do. Sotaran beilum b'torim. So I did the tony repair kama nedor masurim pasul chalka beilum b'torim. So. We're contrasting this to the Mishnayos in the first parak, which basically were Mishnayos, the cases which are also, these cases are not chal. Chulin shaychuluk, when we're first in Yitzchak, the Morse says, what's the chiddush of this case? Obviously, he was matavis in Heter, and he said, shaychuluk, so where's the tzadisr? Kibsar chazir, kachabim, kol mini yisurim tani. Mishnah gives different types of yisurim examples. So asur mechila, kibsar chazir, example of an isur chila like the flesh of a chazir. Asur b'hanoa, kavod is a chabim. There's a case of an isur hanoa about a zora. Is that b'hanoa? Then you have asur b'hanoa shein lehem b'teila. Karsavu mishal yitakroy b'savod is a chabim. It's a case where it's not shy of bittul. About a zara, if something designated as an about a zara, in certain cases you can undo its status. But the takrovis of about a zara is also b'hanoa, and there's no way to remove that status. The korban, that which you bring as an offering to the about a zara. Karsu m'shal yitakrovis about a chum m'shal noikvin ha'or kenegad alev v'yimatzino yisoy kushu chai. They would cut through the skin, which is what we're talking about over here, but they would cut through the chest of the animal and rip out the heart while the animal is alive. There's no way to remove its status once it takes effect as a tekrevus or a zara. That's it. Then it said cases which have an isra chila and tuma, kinevelis. And then there's a level of tumor which is even more chomer. It's not the size of a kezayis, it's the size of a kadasha, of like a lentil beam, which is very small. You see from the round that he didn't have the gears of trefus. If you look in the Bach, he says from a kerem kitrefus. He says kitrefus. And it sounds like maybe that he does not, it's not, he accepts the gears which we have. Trefus are not tome. Nevela is tome, trefus not tome. Nevela, trefus is the case of animal had a valid shechita, but their animal has certain deficiencies in the animal, therefore the shechita does not matter the animal, it's not just to eat it. But tuma, it removes tuma. It's considered a shachut. Nevela, there's no shechita. That's the case of the Torah, where Torah says the animal dies without shechita, it's tame. So, unless you just say that it the Nevelas and Trefus many times go together, so mention both together, but really there's no need to say Trefus.
The shechita versus Trefa only applies to those animals that are shechted? Or are all animals, all dead animals in Nevela?
Dead animals, unless, and the veil is automatic unless it's shechted. A trefa is an animal which shechita has had a valid shechita, but it has a problem with trefa.
So a horse.
Behema tameya, there's no din shechita.
Right. So it's still considered in the veil.
It's always in the veil, right?
And it's matame.
What?
And it's matame is in the veil.
The matame is in the veil, right? The chalas aron kuchumasi. So the Ram raises the question, this is something which the person puts the status of chal or truma on it, so it's like a netter. So even though it's chal, it takes effect through the person designating it. It's not called except in the Malach, as I said before, Shav Bisha, who also is that. The word alphabet is funny. Shuwasul zeh mutzul zeh loy machos nidrahu. It definitely generates the type of nister, but that's not his netter. Shemek yeshifrishon loy pirish. He didn't say make any designation why it should be mutzul for one and also for the other. He just said there should be chala. Elavali ma'ida sir lezor machos isurahu the rami rachmana alayu. It's not him putting the isur on it. Because he didn't say anything about it, he just said it should be chala or it should be truma. Okay. But time of the tchulu the hani the ain matpis in behem. The reason why you can't do hatvasa mishum the bein and shatvish davar another below bedavar also kiris begemar. So the requirement is you have to be matvis. You have to connect it into something which is it's iser is generated through a netter, and not something which is iser from the din of Torah. So the Mishnah says so that mutter or reza mutter. So the Ran says loshan of mutter means even on a derbanan level we're not going to be mechayiv that they do to any type of hatoris nadorim. We don't need to go through a process; it's automatically mutter. As opposed to the case of Hareyat alaika ima, which that won't be true because he cannot make her usher like an ima, which is it's also a case of a davar her usher. He's been matvis in a davar her usher, so it shouldn't be chal. But we do not say that. We say it's going to be usher, but he has to be matur neder because the whole thing was improper for him to do. So, but as opposed to the first cases, we don't require hatoris ador even mirabanan. The pasuk b'tanei l'usurim harut tanei b'reizim mutter. So the Mishnah said elam mutter, and he says mutter again. Why did he say that? Because he wants to say these are totally mutter even without a pesach. Mishum the kabbal the mitzvah ha'emer l'ishta reat like ima the tzar pesach ba'am aritz kedisa gemara. When an aritz does that, we're gonna. We feel that he's just allowing himself to get into the world of Nadorim. If you're going to be mad to this case, automatically he's just going to end up doing other types of nedarim which are effective, and he'll think it's nothing because he doesn't understand the difference. So we have to go through a process of hatorah. So over there, so we need to now stop and say that these cases are not like that, then they're automatically mutter, as opposed to that case which needs hatorah. Therefore, if it would not put the word mutter over here, or the phrase reza mutter, I wouldn't know where it stops. I would say, maybe, you know, the Mishnah gives you leaving kulon shachaloch out, because that's like a whole different issue, but we have the. So you have 10 cases of Dabur Ha'asr. You have Basar Chazer, you have Baris Chabim, you have Ursh Lububin, you have Nevelis and Trey, Bashkotzim and Moshim, you have Chalas Darwin Chumasui, and you have Hered like Ima. So you have 10 cases. So nine of them are automatically Mutter, one of them needs a Hatorah, Mirabonim. If you wouldn't put the word Mutter over here, you wouldn't know how to divide that, the group of 10. Maybe it's 5 and 5, whatever the division would be. So we need to say the first nine, it says Mutter. They're totally automatically mutter. And the 10th case is a different din. So I need to put the phrase mutter again. Even already said Rele Mutarim at the beginning of the Mishnah, I need to put in the word Reza Mutter. It's going back on at least two, because Mutarim is Lashon Rabim. Is it going back on all 10? Is it going back on two? It'd be very confusing. So therefore, we say the word mutter again, harezim mutter. Okay. So ima is an isra tarva, so atwasa badavar ha'as, so it shouldn't be chal at all. But we say, no, you can't do that. But the Ran, Lav Dafka said ki ima, haid no, hareya like ima. He says his wife, you're also me like Orla. It's an Isra Hanno. Really, it should not be Chal, because it's Dabar Ha'asr. But we're not going to let that go through. We're going to make him make a Torah. So why did it say Ima? Rashi Tami Gemara Rei Atolai. Kibsar ima, kibsar achosi, k'orla, k'klai kerem. So it mentions that orla and klai kerem as options. Al haidi lakad ki ima, chadis mitarti yashminin. So the case of ima has 2 points in it. Number one, chad. Dabal gab, the matrix with dabar ha'asr, even though it's be matrix with dabar ha'asr, ba'am oritz, b'mirabon and sara pesach. So the point is, number one, we're not going to let this go automatically become batel. We're going to make mechayim to go through the process of a Torah. And the second point of Ksarimah, however, we cannot use the covet of the mother as the Pesach. He has to find it from a Pesach for his Torah Sedorim from a different source. Covered the imcha b'kach lo yisa noider. If you realized that it's insulting to your mother, it's not covered to your mother, would you have done it? Okay. Now, Zok the Rav, we have later on a rule that ain't personal of the other makabah the other b'imai. So, I mean, Batsim, you can mount to every netter, the Mora says, makabah the other b'imai. Right? People which make the dorm are frowned upon very strongly. So you, my young man, are an insult to your parents. People see you as a person who's mingled in a dorm, which is improper to do. So if you realize what you're doing reflects back badly on your parents, would you have done it? He says, no. Oh, mata the netter. So every netter you can be mata theoretically with covet of a bimoy. But we don't do that. We don't use covet of a bimoy to be mata in a dorm. So over here, you're saying it's not covet ima aim to do this. We know that already. You don't use covet of ima for the Torah. No. So the time I would have thought, he then personal love all the mechaber of the imoy hani merely midorb the raisa. By another, which is called the raisa, we're not mafter with kavod of the imoy. Ah, well, I would have thought hi the less element rabbanon. Paiska, maybe this is only neder the rabbanon. So over here, we would use kavod aim as a heter. Kamash v'lon deloy. Harash b'zal. Okay, now let's look around. What, so we have 10 cases, none of them are saying automatically mutter. The 10th case, we need to do a process of a Torah. What's the point over here? Why we need this process of a Torah? Over here, by Mater Ishtoi, do we need to find a Pesach? This is a common problem that they get upset and they make these type of nedarim. If you're going to be matzer it without going through the process of a Torah, ki matzer is davar aser, when he does the tvatzer of davar aser, which really is not chal. The problem is he's not going to cop the difference, and also the mishrei nami filim matir shadavar another. He'll be matir later on the next time when he's matir served davar another, where there the neder was chal. Abba shanador mitoshe emetziyon kolkach loy gozu behen vein tzrichin sheila. So, but other nadorim which are not common, they didn't see a need to say. The person made a neder. This kicker is also like pasuk chazer. If you're going to say it's automatically mutter, he's going to get confused the next time he makes it. Netter on his kikr like Corbin, he's going to think it's mutter also, which is not true. So maybe we should make it also. No, it's not. The whole thing is not so common to do, so we didn't need to make any type of a Torah, requirements of a Torah. When the Dorm the Rasha, the Nasis and the Maternal Gamri, Kadith of Gemara. Okay. Okay. Zat the Gemara. Time of the Chulin Shaykh Aloch, when the Mishnah says Chulin Shaykh Aloch is Mutter. So, okay. Maybe we can infer the following that's not a Kiddush, that case. So, what's the Kiddush of the case? For the cases, the inferences which we derive from it. To Omer Chulin Shaykh Aloch. Or better, lachul and shechalok, mashalok lo lachul and the heavy, ela korban. Okay, it shouldn't be chul; it should be a korban. That which I'm going to eat from you, versus one of us decent. Okay, if that's the inference of the Mishnah, so who is that? Ira Meir, Holesli Michalav Toshmeir. Hey, so it's not Meir, because then you're saying it should not be. Chulin, but rather it should be a korban. That's the mechalav toshmei hay. El Rabbi Yehuda. The word says elamai the chiddush of the mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So Haina Reisha, we already said that la chulin shaych halach is aser. The word says I didn't tell you kibsar chazir kavodas chachamim lachi tani chulin. So it's, you're right, there's no Kiddush in this case. Once it's saying other cases are mutter, it said this case is mutter also. Rabbeinu Amar Hachi Ketoni, Ve'ela Matoran Kiyach Chulin, Kibsar Chazir, Kibar Shechobim, it Dafka said it together with other cases, to tell me, Ve'ela Tani Chulin, Habamina Boy Sheila. When the Mishnah says mutter, I wouldn't know what mutter means. Maybe it means mutter, but you have to go through the process of Hatorah. It says chulin shaych aloch as part of the group. And chulin shaych aloch, there's no question that you do not need sheila. So now I understand when the Mishnah says that it says mutter, it means totally mutter. So I need chulin shaych aloch to sort of define the group. What does the Mishnah mean when it says the word mutter means mutter totally? Verse says, no, I don't need that either. Mikel Asuki Adaita Haki, would you have thought, maybe you're saying without the word Kulin, the case of Kulin Shaykhullah, I would have made a mistake and say requires a Torah. Of course, you wouldn't think that. I'm going to say, I'm a Lisha Rea, a Lakima, a Paisal of Pesam Machamach, and we call the Rachel, look, boy, Shaylu. The safer the Mishnah stresses you need a Torah, means the case of the ratio. You don't need a Torah, so even without the words Kulin Shaykh, look, I know that. Elamachvarta Kulin Mimela Nasa. The worst is the correct thread is just Agav along the way, it mentioned the case as well. There's no Kiddush in it. Zataran. Time of the Mechul and Shaykh Aloch. Bottom of Yukimel Beis. The Vada Ki Tanachul and Lav the Gufay Yitzrach. There's no Kiddush in the case itself. The Pshita, the Mutter. Al Mashim the Yuka Tanu Lay. So the only thing we can understand it's for a Diyuk. Lashmina Hal Lachul and his Osir. Chul and Shaykh Aloch is Mutter, but Lachul and Shaykh Aloch is Osir. When the Masnissan, Ir Meir, El or Behuda. So it can't be Rameir, it must be Rebihuda. Hana Reisha. That's the Reisha, which means Masnissan, the Pirka Kama. That's the previous Mishnah, the last parak, which said, Lachul and Shaykh Aloch is also the current Reisha. That's the Mishnah, the word referring to when it says Reisha. Meir Ben, the Gemara, it's not the Ran, I'm going to give you the flow of the Gemara. Dagi Berusha. Bishlama Yekir Meir Mesukma. If the kid is the Tanu Meir, Mishnah is the Meir. Well, take you long, high no ratio, we wouldn't have the question, Yishum. The Hidal El Ukim Nuk Rebbe Yehuda. So, that Mishnah became out of the computer for other reasons. Therefore, Vachi Kitani. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Omer Yerushalayim. The more came out, the whole Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda. Vachon Sosam Lon Tana Dafila Remeir. The less the Michalav Atashmeya Hein. Bahamayda Bishum the Kim Damer Loi Chulin Akarcha Korban Havi. Maybe I should tell you this. The more said the Korban Remeir, it doesn't work. So. Therefore, the case of Lichulin. Loy Oichaloch doesn't work. Because that's an inference. Which says, that which I don't eat from you should be Chulin. Which means that which I do eat from you should be Korban. Right? That's no good. But over here, the person says, La Chulin. La Chulin means not Chulin. So not Chulin is Korban. That's automatic. Shaychaloch, so it should be Korban. I'm eating from you. Maybe your mayor should be Moida. In that case, it's not Chulin Klabatosh Mehein. That's just Pirusha. So that's not called Michalav Atoshmei. If you would have said the title of the Mishnah is Remeir, we would understand what the Kiddush is. The Remeir is murder in that case. The Mor says no. I will come Rishat. The Loyev shall look Alivei. The Kiddush is less than Michalav Atoshmei. And if you look Okay Gavna, it's lay the Mishri. No, that argument you're saying is not correct. And even in such a case, the mayor would say it doesn't work. So Tana Mishnah has to be Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda, we had in the first Mishnah, the first parak, we had a Mishnah according to Rebbe Yehuda. So Mor said, "Avi Tani Kipsachas." Here, Klamer Hazak Tani Chulin Shacholach Lav LeGufei Yitzrich. It's not a Kiddush in its own. Well, the UK, it's not coming to be Mekadosh. Other an inference either. Al Agav Gror the Sharab Pasuk Beihoch. Since it had the other cases of Heter, so in this case of Heter also, there's no Kiddush in this case. Okay. So it came along Ravina said, Hachin Kitani, Bela Mutar and Kichulin. These are Mutar at the same level of Heter as the case of Chulin. The point of the mission is to tell me that the same way Kul Shachalach is nothing. You don't even need Shaila. This case also don't need Shaila. The Mor says that's not a Kiddush. Because I know that from the Sefer. The Mor says you're right. The Machbarta that Kul and Memela Nas. Okay. Shachalach is not a Kiddush. the point of the Rabino is saying, the point is to tell me, just like that case is obviously mutter without any need for heter. The other cases which are lumped with it also do not need a heter. The Mishnah says, I don't need it for that. Because I know from the Sefer. The Mishnah says, the case of Ki'ima, I need a heter. Means other cases, I don't need a heter. So I know you don't need a heter in the first cases of the Mishnah. Okay. I'm going to let that hold it here.